to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
A long time to sit there and think. And think about the beatdown that we took at Super Showdown. And it is a long time to sit there and think. To think about the last 8.5 years. 8.5 long years that I have sat there and honored my word out of respect. A respect that never existed at all.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 13th. It's Saturday the 13th. Oh, that's nothing. Holidays today, real quick. It's International Skeptics Day. Yeah, right.
Yeah, where's the proof?
I'm from Missouri.
You're just saying that. How do we know?
Birthdays today. You'll like this one. Brings you back to your childhood. Duke the Dumpster Drosy is 48 today.
That's part of that childhood I don't want to remember.
The Dumpster Drosy. Yes,
the Wrestling Garbage Man.
The Wrestling Garbage Man is 48 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us at Salvador's at the garage door for WWE Survivor Series Sunday, November 18th. We are also celebrating our 20th year on the airwaves of WHTK
Hardy
and Rochester. Pay-per-view starts at 7, so get there early. We're going to have a good time. Please come have a good time with us. Cake will be around. I'm hoping I'll get a cake. We'll get a cake somehow. I want to get one of those personal cakes like we had for the, you know, what was it, the 14th anniversary? Yeah. It was a while ago, but it was really cool. So come out and join us. Maybe come out and surprise us and have a good time and watch the WWE Survivor Series. You can join us on November 3rd for UFC 230 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's November 3rd at Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 230. By the way, I want to thank everybody who came out to UFC 229 last weekend to watch Conor McGregor lose, but also to watch a great overall pay-per-view in general, except for the very end, which we'll talk about later.
The pro wrestling ending?
Yeah, the pro wrestling ending to the UFC 229. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite's in the Strong Museum of Play, which is right across the street from the building we're in. And we're in the 5-star bank building. You can see it from anywhere outside the city because it says 5-star on the roof or along the top floors or whatever. But, Bill Gray's. There's something for everyone there at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGrays.com.
All right, one last thing. Interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you want to join the men's team, Flower City Fear, FLOUR, find them on Facebook. I am the Cashman. I am joined today by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
The boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole, the whole crew is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, welcome to the show. Only a few more before our big anniversary show, which would be the day before. That'd be November 17th when we're going to celebrate 20 years on the air. I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but I believe What did I hear? Strippers and coke? No, no, I'm kidding.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
At 10 o'clock in the morning?
I'm joking.
Hell yes.
Are we starting the morning the night before? Or are we just keeping going?
Yeah, no.
It's 10 p.m. somewhere.
We're going on a bender.
It's a weekend. No,
I wouldn't be opposed to a little bump so I can get there with some energy.
Hey, we're just kidding, folks, but we're going to have a big party up here.
Yes, we're kidding.
Well, hopefully.
Remember, it's Skeptics Day.
Yeah. See, that's what we started the day with.
This show started in the toilet.
Hello. Well, we got a lot of things to talk about.
It's going downhill.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are really not great that we're going to talk about today. But I want to do a shout out to anybody who was at the show in Syracuse last night. Give us a call. Tell us how the show went. It was at the On Center, WWE Syracuse show last night. If you do, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at the same number if you're shy or you're out of the area code and you don't want to get along. Do they do long distance charges anymore? I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Remember, they used to.
You can still get like 10 minutes for a dime, right?
Something like that. You know,
1-800 collect. Is that still a thing?
I have no idea. You know, there's a lot.
Carrot Top. Get Carrot Top on the phone. He could help.
When I was in college,
WCW, they used to have those commercials.
I will tell you a story that will implicate me in a crime, but it's over 7 years ago. So when I went to SUNY Brockport back in 1984, we used to charge all our long distance calls to the food line that would give you what's on the menu for the lunch hall that day, and we'd use that number. And so you could do a long distance call and then have the operator charge it to a number.
That's why they won't release your transcript, you know.
Oh,
you owe them money.
I hate to tell you how much. Nevertheless, but that was many, many years ago. But now let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. So if you were in Syracuse, give us a ringy-dingy-dingy, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to start off talking about, you heard the beginning of the show, Shawn Michaels is back. He's going to be wrestling. And I was, who's surprised? Nobody?
Well, seeing as we called it 3 weeks beforehand.
At least.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like, you know, everybody, you know what? It just goes to show you can't retire. You can if you suck, but if you were a main event guy and you try to retire, it's not happening.
Well, if you try to retire and you suck, you don't have the money, so you have to keep wrestling anyways. Shawn Michaels was doing this as a money grab for a show that might not happen, so.
Yeah, he's doing
it. We'll cover that in a little bit.
But it's more than that. He wouldn't come back for a one and done.
No, he's going to be there for a little bit. I mean, he might make it all the way to the next Saudi show as well and get another $1 million payoff for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's going to get these payoffs for these big shows. There's rumors he's going to do Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania.
Yeah. Danny, what do you think? Danny, were you an HBK fan?
Not overly. Huh. Like, I didn't mind him. I mean, let's be honest. I'll just come out and say this right now. I hate it, and you're not going to be able to change my mind.
Okay.
Because let's face it. WrestleMania 25, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, arguably one of the best matches WWE has ever put on at a WrestleMania or any event.
Sure.
The next year, still a good match, but not as good as the year before. So you're telling me that in the past 10 years...
He said 8.5 years he's been retired now.
We're going to get something better than what we got then.
Oh, no.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be street fights. It's going to be stuff like that. It's not going to be... Straight up classic wrestling matches.
Well, I mean, if you watched the Super Showdown last week, Shawn Michaels was well involved in that match.
I'm trying to figure out exactly why they're so mad at The Undertaker and Kane for beating him up.
Yeah.
When they cheated through the entire match, the entire show. And the reason that Triple H won is because Shawn Michaels gave a
Super
Sweet Chin Music to The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how you can justify being mad at that to where you're going to come out of retirement because you weren't shown respect when the entire time you were doing the same thing.
WWE logic and booking.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know what? We tell you what to think. That's how it works. We tell you that, you know, that there's some sort of built up, you know.
And that's why the crowd went mild.
Yeah, very much. You know, it was I love it how they're expecting big pops from things, and the only thing they get a huge pop from now is when Elias takes a shot at the sports teams, you know? And which it was, by the way, he did again this past week, and he did a pretty good job, but it wasn't quite like Seattle the week before.
Nothing's going to be like Seattle in their basketball.
Yeah, that was. I've never heard a crowd boo so loud that the two guys in the ring can't talk to each other because it's so loud. Just an incredible situation, but... Yeah, you're right. But they're trying to build you to think that the Triple H and the Undertaker were just this huge rivalry over the years, and it really wasn't. I mean, anything Triple H is telling you is stuff that they want you to believe, but in reality, I don't know how big a Triple H he was. I mean, in his biggest time, how big was he, you know?
He was no Austin. He was no Rock.
Yeah, I mean, he was the foil to those guys.
He was the guy who filled in the middle when neither one of them were there.
Yeah.
Before John Cena exploded.
So, I mean, yes, he married the boss's daughter, and he's got a great position in the company and everything.
And he does great stuff with NXT. Yeah.
Remember what got pointed out in that great Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, you know, mini movie? That Triple H, you know, the whole thing with Daniel Bryan calling him a B-plus player, yeah. It's Triple H realizing that pretty much his whole career when he was a wrestler, as bad as he wanted to be a top guy, at best, B-plus.
Yeah, at best. The best thing he ever did was with Shawn Michaels and DX. I mean, that was probably the biggest popularity they ever had. And, I mean, he was part of a group. It wasn't a single thing.
I liked his beat down at WrestleMania by the Ultimate Warrior the one year.
Oh. Yeah, but the thing is, they tell you what to think. So it's like, if they're telling you that this was a huge rivalry, then it was. You know, when they had that last match 7 years ago, well, we saw the one they had in New York City or whatever, in MetLife Stadium. The one where Triple H got lit on fire, you know, because of the pyros.
Oh, no. He had the freeze burns.
That's
right, on his stomach from being sprayed by the stuff.
By the extinguishers. Yeah, but nevertheless, it's all built up to bring Shawn Michaels back. That's really what it is, you know. I mean, Shawn Michaels probably said it has to be a big main event for me to come back. I'm not just going to come back, and he's back. And I mean, listen, I like Shawn Michaels. I don't know about the bald Shawn Michaels, but you know,
he at least should do the fans the common decency of going out and buying like a mullet wig or something.
Like the one that Undertaker used to wear.
Yeah, you know? Undertaker where he got his.
Yeah, just, you know, and then you have like the strap going underneath your chin.
John Cena's using to grow his hair. JBL look.
I know, look at that. And by the way, John Cena, man, he's
slimmed down.
Yeah, he's definitely, he slimmed down, and he's like, now
he's gained some hair.
And he's talking some real stuff, too, and I saw some interviews with him this week where he's like, he's, you know, saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, he's getting bad, you know, he gets bad mouthed by a lot of people who leave the company because they felt that, you know, he used politics to maneuver past people or hold them back. And it's all completely true. But he explained, you know, he talked about it in a really good interview this past week. So, but, you know, I mean, he's going to be a part. And then he says everyone wanted me to go. And then when I left, now they all want me to come back. You know, which I thought was an interesting quote from John Cena because, I mean, you know, the WWE wants him to come back. I'm absolutely sure the fans do.
He's still the second highest merchandise seller.
He kind of takes credit for the reason Roman Reigns is having problems, too, why Roman Reigns won't get over, and which I can't remember exactly his explanation. But if you go find that interview, it's a really good one with John Cena. And power to him, man. I think, you know, there's been some great interviews this past week. There's a good one on Apter's interview page with Hulk Hogan, but really, really, you know, he talks a lot about stuff he wanted to do in WWE that they never did. Like, he wanted to go heel WrestleMania 6 against the Ultimate Warrior. Probably would have been a big mistake, but he kind of disappeared after that match anyways in WrestleMania.
For a little bit, and then he came back for WrestleMania 7.
Yeah, because they realized that the Warrior stunk.
Yeah.
And he couldn't put, you know, I guess they, you know, all the political thinking is of him and everything, but man, what do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. What do you guys think about Super Showdown? We talked a little bit about it. Tried to be as non-spoiler about it last week when we were on the air.
Except we spoiled everything.
No, we just spoiled the things like
AJ winning.
Yeah, that was because the best match on the whole show was that show, that match.
I don't know. That cruiserweight match was really good, too.
Yeah, you know, and also I want to hear from you guys if you went to WWE Syracuse last night and asked me and talk about how the show was. Another big piece of news before we go to break. Kurt Angle's back in the ring.
That was awesome on Monday.
What do you guys think about that? Kurt Angle coming out. I mean, I always felt back about 20 years ago that he was one of the conquistadors. I felt that. And then he was. He demasked after the match on Monday night.
He did a good job of playing it up with the stupid hokey stuff, too. That whole Battle Royal was fantastic. I loved every character they had in there. And I can't believe they signed them all for one day. They had to spend a lot of money. I'm going to go complete Corey Graves on this and just play it up like they're real wrestlers.
It was kind of funny because they were kind of like tongue-in-cheeking the whole thing when they were doing it. It was really good. 222-1280 star.
I love the conquistador sitting outside the ring taking a nap.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was kind of touchy. But we got Dave from Rochester. What's up, Dave?
Hi. How you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Just calling to comment on Super Showdown and, you know, what I thought and everything. But, you know, all along, I just think the fans were better than they were in Saudi Arabia last year. And that's what I really took from Super Showdown, that You know, the fans were more interactive. The crowd was loud. The chants were there. And it just felt like in Saudi Arabia, it just wasn't there. So Super Showdown all around, pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was a solid show. And we got to see John Cena's sixth move of doom again.
Right.
And John Cena with more hair now, too, as well. But, and it was basically the same cast you're going to see at WrestleMania next year, just doing wrestling other people and stuff, you know. But pretty much.
Yeah, but, lately it's just been really, every Monday night something's been going on. I think they're kind of moving in the right direction, and I'm just pretty excited for the next couple months here with these pay-per-views coming up.
What do you think about Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement?
I was never a big Michaels fan. I was a Bret Hart guy all the way, and I don't know, he looked a little weird without that hair, like you guys were just saying. But, yeah. I like Kane, big Brothers of Destruction fan, so I think this is good. We all get excited as wrestling fans when we see these guys come out of retirement and all fight like they used to back in the day. So thumbs up. Love it.
I'll tell you one thing. We definitely give them the benefit of the doubt when they can't do what they could do 20 years ago. That's for sure. You know,
him walking that rope, too. I mean, he still walks the rope like that. I mean, I remember being 5 years old watching him do that. He's still doing it today. So, yeah.
I loved it when Triple H walked the rope at the Super Showdown. He got up there, because I like when they use each other's moves. But, hey, Dave, man, please call back, okay?
Definitely will. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. 222-1280 Star Toys. And we're going to go to break on that. Listen, I'm not lying when I say that everyone we saw on that show is going to be involved in WrestleMania, wrestling each other, some other combination of whoever, you know?
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yeah, because, they had everybody there. I mean, everybody except for Brock Lesnar.
Except we might not see Kevin Owens there at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, I don't know about how legit that injury is.
Dave Meltzer's reporting it's 4 to 8 months.
You're kidding me. Yeah. Would he blow his knee out?
Yeah, he said he heard it before.
Oh, he heard it before?
They did the injury angle to play up.
Oh, I was wondering why they, because, listen, whenever WWE puts out an injury on their network text thing, I always say right.
You're so skeptical, Cash.
Bill, today's Skeptics
Day. Apparently
your
day, then.
It's International Skeptics Day. Don't forget that, folks. 222-1280, Star Toys number. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
We just saw that butt whooping that I put out there. I ripped Kevin Owens into pieces.
Team B&B, huh? Bailey? And Balor. Was it Balor and Bailey? You know what? With the man of the hour's words and my man's power. Now that, my friends, is too sweet.
Listen, AJ. I know you and I are having a bit of a good time here poking fun at the two-minute man.
That's what I heard, too. Two-minute man.
I've heard that about him for a long time. But here's the truth. This match at the Crown Jewel, this WWE World Championship match, this is the kind of thing, this is the very reason that I fought so hard to come back from retirement. Because you see, I talked for a long time about fighting for my dreams, but I never explained what my dream actually was. My dream was not to come back and do psychological warfare. My dream was not to come back and have fun. My dream was not to come back and reunite Team Hell No. My dream was not to come back and fight this jerk. My dream that I was fighting for, that image that I kept at the top of my brain the whole time I was striving to come back, was one thing and one thing only. The WWE World Championship. And AJ, the only thing standing in the way between me and my dream is you.
But the question isn't for Shawn, because I know he is. The question is for The Undertaker. The question is for Kane. The question is for the Brothers of Destruction. Crown Jewel, the question is, are you ready? D-Generation X is ready.
brothers of destruction. I say this with absolutely no respect at all. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Hey, what's up? It's John Cena from the WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, and you. Okay, now it's the time to get into the controversial talk.
We're going to get political.
Sorry.
Time to get serious.
Yeah, let's talk a little
bit.
It's
not really political. It's legitimate news.
Yes. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Crown Jewel. Crown Jewel is taking place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Maybe.
Maybe. As of right now, it should
be. The first news that happened with this show in the past week.
So, hold on. We got big news about the show because some things have happened there. Go ahead, Danger Boy.
Well, the first news is that, one, they moved from the 60,000-seat soccer stadium to the 25,000-seat stadium because they weren't selling any tickets. So that was the first thing that happened. That's not the controversial part.
No, okay. Let's talk about, yeah, I mean, if you guys follow the news at all, you might have read about the Danger Boy's book I'm about to tell you.
So an American journalist, well, he's a Saudi national, but he worked for an American newspaper, worked for the Washington Post, has gone missing. And he went missing in Turkey at the Saudi consulate. And the Turkish government claims to have proof that the consulate had set him up and the crown prince had him murdered because he was anti-crown prince. And this is an American journalist, and this is big news. And this is something that doesn't happen, especially not someone who's supposed to be our ally. And there is big political pressure on the WWE right now as to why they're going to go over and do a show in Saudi Arabia if they're killing journalists from our country. And it's starting, if this proof comes out and they actually have the proof, they said they have video of him walking in and not walking out and that he was tortured, dismembered, and carried out without anybody seeing him leave because obviously he was dismembered. If they actually have the proof of this and it can be proven, there's going to be a major crap storm that hits the fan. And I bet we don't have Crown Jewel if they get that before that date.
Yeah. Turkey is also claiming that they have video and audio proof that this all happened. So you have an American company going over to do business with a government that just essentially, unless it turns out to not be true, ordered the killing of an American journalist.
And let's keep in mind that this American company, its owner's wife is a part of the
presidential
Trump
cabinet
administration. Yes.
Yes.
Let me read a couple of quotes for you.
Oh, and one of the wrestlers is a mayor.
That's true.
Of United States County. Yeah.
So there's a couple quotes. This is from Chris Murphy of Connecticut. He told.
He's a representative.
He's a representative. He said, "This is a brazen assault on the freedom of press and a slap in the face of the United States. If this murder occurred as it seems it did, I'd hope that they would be rethinking their relationship with the kingdom, especially with respect to events coming up in the next few weeks, WWE Crown Jewel." They talked with Senator Chris Coons, who suggested WWE should be taking a hard look at its relationship with the Saudi government, which is accused, of course, of killing. His name is Khashoggi. Senator Lindsey Graham and Bob Menendez offered additional thoughts on the matter, with Menendez suggesting that Linda McMahon, being a part of the presidential cabinet, falls into a gray area where the administration should really give it some thought and maybe even prevail upon them not doing it.
That should tell everybody right there everything you need to know. After what just happened, we're not going to get political, but after what just took place over the last 3 weeks here,
yeah,
like we have Republicans and Democrats saying this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that a flashing red light to anybody?
Yeah. And I mean, listen, it's November. Was it November 3rd, November 4th? It's only a couple weeks away. We discussed before we went on the air how, you know, can they pull out this close? And I mean, listen, last Monday's show, as much as we want to see this Evolution pay-per-view get promoted, it was, we'll say, 80% Crown Jewel, 20% Evolution when it came to promoting what they're doing, you know.
Yeah. So. And that will make them look even worse if they're continuing to push that show and then just pushing off this all-woman show to the back burner.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we know everything that's going on with Saudi Arabia. We're still going to push the hell out of this. The woman show, whatever.
Yeah. I think that they're going to have a big reversal coming up very soon. In fact, Monday, I think it should happen.
I think Monday you will see something has to happen.
Something has
to. They got to pull a Mae Young. Or not Mae Young. The the moolah thing that they did.
So what, have her, someone come up in a mask and take the belt from somebody? No.
Where they changed the name. They could find a venue for 3 weeks, just do it somewhere else. They could still promote the
matches. It's tough. They're in a bad situation because they're getting millions and millions and millions.
Yeah, if they pull out and they can be found liable, they could owe the Saudis millions upon millions of dollars for the show. At the same time, if there's a travel ban or something and they can't go, there's clauses like that in most contracts.
And that could happen because yes. Trump said he's going to be contacting them this week, or I'm sure as soon as possible, to talk about the legitimacy behind the videos of this and whatnot. But
they've got the video of him walking in, and then they supposedly have video and audio proof of the killing.
Oh boy, yeah. This guy
knew what was going to happen. He was talking to friends at the Washington Post and was saying the Saudis were offering him a job and protection is what they said for the whole time. And he goes, if I go over there, I'm going to die. He pretty much said he knows they weren't going to make good on that.
So let me say this: WWE is a publicly traded company.
Yeah, if the stock prices start to fall really bad, it's danger.
It, how much have they
it's
lost?
It's already started.
How much have they lost in the last week?
Shouldn't that get Vince to think about it? I mean, money talks with Vince, right? I mean,
well, the problem with that is that their stock is up so high that they're still so far ahead right now compared to where it was a year ago.
Yeah, so even though they've lost roughly 15% of its value since the end of September, they're still up. They stopped trading Friday at roughly $85 a share compared to $22 a share a year ago. So they're still way overcapitalized.
It was a high of 97.
Yeah, they had a high of 97 at the end of September.
So the Danger Boy, I think, calculated they lost like $1 billion.
Yeah, I saw it quoted. They lost over. Actually, our good friend Chris Harrington was quoted on a bunch of news reports I saw because he does the wrestling economics stuff.
Yes.
Mookie. So, yeah, they lost over $1 billion in stock money in the recent drop. And that was only 12 points or something like that.
Yeah.
So if they continue this slide, they go on through with this show and investors see that, this slide is going to dramatically increase.
But not only that, I would assume there have to be clauses with their deal with Fox Sports.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, too.
If
yeah.
things turn around, Fox could potentially back out of the deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have morality clauses with the wrestlers. I mean, you think the companies would have a morality clause with another company that's doing business with crooks, you know, or, you know, people, murderers, you
and
know?
Fox News is one of the ones that jumped on the WWE for going. And it's one of the few times I agree with Fox News. But this, they're the ones who jumped on it. And I'm like, why are you going over here if this is the case?
Yeah, you know, that's, and so something, I mean, it's really picked up steam in the last couple of days.
Yes.
This is, you know, it's,
well, because he was just missing for a while, and then Turkey comes out and goes, no, he was killed.
Yeah, and then we had four government employees or elected officials making quotes in that last statement I read. There's a lot of pressure on WWE to stop this.
I was going to say, and you know, we talked about it, but if you want to see the proof out there, just Google WWE and Saudi Arabia, and there is no shortage of just bad-looking articles right now for WWE.
I would not have a problem if they moved it someplace that wasn't like, you know, an eight-hour earlier show that we'd have to watch in the middle
or
of the night.
Or don't do it. Roll the build-up into Survivor Series and put some focus on the Evolution event. You don't need to do it.
Which, by the way, happens before this event, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 1 week before, in fact. It's the Evolution, which is kind of crazy.
Which are already setting up with bait and switches and all sorts of fun
stuff. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that because Alexa Bliss is still having some health problems. Now it's turned into a main event of a tag match. Yeah.
According to Dave Meltzer, it was always going to be a tag match.
Really? Because she has some problems.
That was a bait and switch to push tickets.
Yep, it was a bait and switch to push tickets. They needed to get a match out there ahead of time, so they put those two matches out there, and it was always going to be a tag match.
Really?
Oh, and another minor qualm I have with WWE, Charlotte and Becky, it's not the first ever women's last standing match.
No.
Know your product. Unless whatever happens in NXT doesn't count.
Yeah, well, they tend to rewrite the history all the time anyway. So, I mean, because we don't have a Royal Rumble winner from 1 year. You know,
never happened.
Yeah, it never happened.
There was no main event at WrestleMania 20.
That's right. There's
Triple H lost to
Vacant.
No one.
Vacant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
it's the outline of The Miz that they use for all these things.
No, it used to be Kurt Angle. Wasn't it Kurt Angle the outline?
Kurt Angle was the outline for a while, and then it became, and the recent ones have been more like The Miz. Like the for the lead up to the World Cup or whatever, they're all the Miz.
Yeah, they want him to be awesome. So
I got our World Cup from 2005.
I will say we'll have some happy WWE news after this break on the flip side, okay? There's a big event happening this week that they've been tooting their horn over for a couple of weeks now. So we'll talk about that on the flip side. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who's now picked up on the show who was listening to my Wednesday night with Bob Matthews. I've been doing that a few weeks now. It's a lot of fun to go in and talk wrestling on WHAM. It's like you never would have thought that would ever have happened, okay? Sports entertainment on a sports show with Bob Matthews. But Bob Matthews is a kind soul to be able to give us some time every week. And we want to thank any of the new listeners who've discovered us since then. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, we've been the last 20 years.
I know. It's like we've been doing it. This will be 20 years. Oh, my gosh. It's coming up. 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. We'll be back right after this.
Big Matt, Braun, I need you to be that monster that you are and take him right down. Drew, be that superstar that no one else can be.
Enough!
You know exactly what we need to do, but I'm getting a little sick and tired of you trying to call the shots around here. Don't make me remind you of Super Showdown. It wasn't us that got me. It was you. Maybe instead of worrying about me, maybe, just maybe you should start worrying about pulling your own weight around here.
Hey, this is Jeff Jarrett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHDK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Double V Brian Burke, Peter Burke in the studio. Just if you're watching on Facebook Live, you see there's four people in there, and I'm in another room because I'm just that ugly.
That's for our safety.
Yeah, it's just hard. Yes. But I will say that I vowed you'll never hear Jeff Jarrett on the show again, and then I just played Jeff Jarrett.
It wasn't live, so that's a bonus.
That's true. He didn't call me, you're trying to make me look bad. That's what he said to me on the phone. It's like, no, I'm not,
no,
sir.
You did it to yourself.
No, you did it to yourself. Welcome back to the show. 222-1280, Star Toys number. Going to go to the phones. It's Mad Dog. What's up, Mad Dog?
Hey, it's kind of windy out here, so hopefully it doesn't come over on the phone. How's everything going, guys?
We're doing great, man. How are you doing, sir? I can't wait for the 20th anniversary. We're going to have you up in the studio, so you got to plan time to come up to the studio that day, buddy.
You get all the time you need, brother.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get an extra hour on the station, too, because then we can just reminisce and stuff. I think it'd be pretty cool to do that.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
And I'll get Andrew, too, and I'm going to sit you guys side by side.
Oh, no. I'll bring a chair.
And Casey Larcini, right?
Oh, geez. You guys talking about this whole Saudi Arabia thing. Let me just weigh in on it real quick. They've spent so much money on the women's division, and yet they go to Saudi Arabia and can't bring the women with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we get the Evolution pay-per-view this year, because last year they all stayed home.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a slap in the face, in my opinion.
Actually, WWE got in trouble with them when they were there earlier this year because they had a woman in the video for Shinsuke Nakamura's Open, where there's a woman who's, like, singing the
No, they showed a commercial for one of their shows.
Yeah, but she also was on the on the giant screen when he was coming out. They had a problem with that. They had a problem with any of the women that were working on the show. And there was none. They had none there working, but any previews, any of that stuff.
It makes no sense to have. I mean, they sell out shows everywhere in the world, and no other place that they go seems to have a problem bringing the ladies with them.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do they need the money that badly? And being that Vince is such a good buddy with President Chump, you know what I mean? You would think that, I don't know. It makes no sense to me to spend all that money. Plus the fact that they had the Mae Young Classic, they got all these great female wrestlers, and they bring back Trish Stratus and Lita.
Yeah, and apparently they're going to be using a lot of these women on the Evolution too. They just haven't announced it yet. There's a lot of like Caitlyn. They brought her back, and she's working now down in the NXT.
Ivory's supposed to be on it.
Ivory. They're bringing back a ton of women. Now listen. When I was on with Bob Matthews this week, he goes, why do they need to bring these people back? You know, why? I said, because, Bob, they used to get 8-point ratings on Monday night. Now they get 1.6.
But now they actually have wrestlers instead of cover girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's so many wrestlers, female wrestlers out there that need the work, that are tired of, you know, going to an armory somewhere and not getting paid or whatever.
Sure, sure. And I mean, I understand exactly what you mean. But, you know, it's tough. You know, women's wrestling has always been very tough. And I'm not a great example of someone to champion them, but I will champion them over going to Saudi Arabia without a doubt. But not only just women in general. I mean, listen, they're bringing back Shawn Michaels. Who, you know, are the kids that are watching now, who remembers Shawn Michaels as a wrestler, you know? Well,
I've never been a fan.
Yeah.
And I've never been afraid to say it. He is what he is, and I'm not saying he can't wrestle. That's for damn sure. But do I really need to see this guy who looks like an ancient carny that's, you know, working a merry-go-round somewhere?
That wrap around his head. He looked like Buddy DeVito. Remember him?
My God.
One of the Baldies from ECW.
But I'm looking forward to the whole 20-year thing, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, obviously.
We'll have we'll have a good time, buddy. We'll definitely have a good time.
Sounds good.
Cool, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
Yep. 222-1280 starts away. Danger, you got something to say?
If we bring everybody back, do I have to go back to screening phone calls?
I don't know. We'll get Joe C to come up and do that.
Oh, okay.
I think there's another call screener we should bring back.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, he was a part of the show for a couple weeks, you know. But, so the good news I went to break with saying, guess what's coming up, is it's 1,000th SmackDown this week on October 16th. And they're having, you know, I mean, we've got a short list of the surprises. The Undertaker. Oh, wait a second. We haven't seen him before, have we? Not in a while. Evolution reunion. Michelle.
Evolution, who was Raw exclusive the entire time they were around.
Yeah, Michelle. Well, now I hear the Bellas, by the way, are Raw exclusive. So you won't see.
We won't see them twice a week.
I know, we get to see Bria there with
they
Daniel Bryan
home for the rest of the week.
Yeah, Michelle McCool, Tori Wilson, Teddy Long, Vicky Guerrero. I'm sure. And I hear that Edge and Christian are going to be there.
Yeah,
Edge is going to do his talk show, The Cutting Edge. He's going to do a segment. That'd be interesting. I will say that, you know, I mean, The Rock better be there. It's a show that he named, you know?
I think they're going to film something for him or whatnot, because he's filming over in England right now.
Oh, yeah. So,
for his Fast and the Furious spinoff or whatever.
Yeah, that's how much Crown Jewel plugs they get in that show, too.
Am I the only one that really doesn't care for these nostalgia shows?
Well, I mean, remember...
I think it just highlights the biggest problem with WWE. Look at all these guys that used to be awesome.
Yeah, that's
at all the guys we're doing nothing with today. Oh, wait, no, they're not on. They're not on the camera for the show.
We do get Rey Mysterio versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah,
okay, we get one thing.
You're right, Danny. That's what I was kind of trying to point out with Mad Dog. When I was talking with Bob Matthews, he's like, they bring back these guys, but nobody knows who them are. Don't you think they want to promote the guys they have on their show already?
The writers don't know how to.
And to make it, but you know,
when the guys can't get themselves over because they're not allowed.
It got old real quick when we went to that old school show in Buffalo, this Monday Night Raw old school show, which was just a terrible. Remember that? That was terrible. They brought out people and they were.
There was only one good thing about that show.
The Undertaker coming back?
No. What? Prior to that, at the very end, when they're doing the birthday party for Mae Young.
Oh, yeah.
And in the middle of singing Happy Birthday, CM Punk comes out. And there's Axel standing there clapping. Yeah.
Yes. There was one good thing that we had. We went there expecting all the, you know, they were showing all the old, you know, all the old graphics and all the old, you know, intros and everything. But it really, when you're in the arena for a show like that, it was just, I thought it was a lot of wasted time, a lot of backstage stuff we didn't see. And, you know, and then they bring back these guys and they expect them to be in their original outfits and stuff. And they all just look terrible, you know. So, but. That being said, The Undertaker actually looks in pretty good shape, and we'll see how it goes on the 1,000th show of SmackDown. It doesn't seem like it's getting quite the 25th anniversary of Raw kind of push that
well, at
got.
Least they're not doing two venues and screwing that up again.
Oh, boy.
Did have a huge Raw 1,000 when they did that, and they had, what was that, CM Punk?
CM Punk went heel.
Yeah, CM Punk went heel on that show, so maybe they'll do something. Maybe something will happen.
Well, I mean, we had the Bellas go heel this week on Ronda Rousey.
And the crowd went mild.
Would they dare have AJ go heel? Ooh. A la CM Punk.
That would be awesome.
Well, you know, those two, I am unbelievably excited for that match. I'm scared it's not going to happen now with who knows what's going to happen with the Crown Jewel. But that match is the only thing that's going to make me want to get up 7 hours early to watch it.
It's on at like 3 in the afternoon.
Or whatever it is, 3 in the afternoon.
It's not Australia.
Yeah, that's right. That's 15 hours early. This is only 7 hours.
Like 3 in the afternoon on Friday or something.
Yeah. So we're going to go to break on that. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, or text us. And we're on Facebook Live. Say hi to everybody. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Really, Trish? A moment of stratisfaction? Creative. But honestly, no one really cares about what you have to say except maybe these dullards.
Really? You're calling these people dullards? After the mathematical skills you showed last week with your little story, you came up a little short in the math department. And Alexa, kiddo, that's not the only place you come up short, is it?
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the World Wrestling Federation and the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Actually, that's the full ID. I just took out the World Wrestling Federation out of it because it hasn't been that in quite a while. But I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and me, the Cash Man. Anybody else? Oh, Peter Burke.
He forgot his name.
I'm sorry, yes. I forgot my own name. But I got to tell you, just because I want to read a few of these texts because we got a bunch of them. Rashawn wants to know if there can be like a little fee for him for our 20th anniversary here. It's like, and then I said, who is he? Sorry, no, I'm just joking. I sent it to Rashawn. A fee to get here? I don't know. I like that. If someone asks us if we do a podcast about NXT and Ring of Honor and New Japan, that'd be fun to do that. We could do that.
I would do that.
That'd be a lot of fun, you know, because it's usually 100 times better wrestling than what we get, that's for sure.
NXT had a great match this week if you haven't watched it.
Rocky and Iron DeCoit said Squidward is greater than HBK. Maybe. They both have the same amount of hair on their heads. I'm going to put a link up so you can see that John Cena interview I was telling about on our Facebook. If you're on right now, you're looking at Facebook Live, you can see all the guys in the studio. Someone said, did you happen to notice the finish to that Battle Royal on Monday was the same exact finish to the All-In Battle Royal with Flip Gordon? Interesting. WWE,
yeah, it's been a finish for Battle Royals for forever, though.
Yeah, but WWE does that a lot. Yes. I mean, they borrow, too, if they can catch anybody noticing it. Let's see. Also, it says, all due respect, our president is a WWE Hall of Famer. Doesn't that tell you enough?
Yeah.
Thanks, champ.
So is Coco Beware.
Not wrong.
Yeah, Coco Beware's in there, too. Is he going to be like the cabinet member? No, the director of operations or something? 222-1280.
Director of wildlife.
Star 1280.
Let's also not forget that Linda McMahon once pretended to be like catatonic.
That's true. And she did get tombstoned by Kane at one point, too. 222-1280, star 1280.
And a mayor electrocuted her son's testicles with a car battery.
That's right. Oh, man, yeah, you can remember that. We got Chad on the line. What's up, Chad?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Chad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm doing good. You know, I was just listening to you guys talking about the whole problem with the nostalgic wrestlers, you know, and how they're not utilizing the newer talent, you know, the current talent, at least. And, you know, to me, it seems like you're absolutely right. But it seems like it's not that it's a talent situation. I think it's it seems like it's more of a booking situation. You know what I mean? Like, we all know that the name Shawn Michaels, to quote Tony Schiavone, you know, will put butts in seats. You know what I mean? We know that name, you know, these names will put, you know, will sell tickets. But you're right. The problem is that it's taken away from the current talent. And it really, you know, the sad thing is that I'm just a wrestling fan. I mean, yeah, you guys know the ins and outs like nobody's business. But to me, I just really like seeing, you know, good matches and whatnot. Like, I really am a fan of, like, the workers. Like, I, in all honesty, I think The Miz is pretty good. I think, you know, of course, Daniel Bryan, I think is great. But what bothers me is I mean, I'm hoping that they're building up the thing with, like, The Miz and Daniel Bryan to maybe they're trying to build up to WrestleMania, but it drives me nuts how it's still, like, a mid-card thing. You know what I mean? And this upcoming match with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, I'm really excited about, but some of these, like, marquee shows that they're doing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, neither of those guys are part of The Shield. Neither of those guys, right. You know, are The Undertaker or Kane right now. You know, the interesting thing, you mentioned, you kind of sparked a memory. We had The Shield 2 weeks in a row being the focus of Raw, and it was the two lowest ratings the show has ever had in its history. Yes. So this past week, we start off with HBK and what's his name? Triple H. And they start the show off, and yes, the numbers went up a little bit, but it was
the third lowest rating.
Yeah, it was microscopic, but it's just what they're pushing on us is not sticking with a lot of people. But we had two straight weeks of The Shield just dominating the show, and I think when we saw those numbers, they're like, ooh, we better back off on The Shield a little bit.
I got an idea for a partial solution, and it's two words. Paul Heyman, give him some more creative control. Let him do a little bit.
He has a lot more creative control than he used to. Yeah, that's for sure. And he was absolutely. He was on this past week. He had a great promo right before The Shield came out.
But
let him
share ideas and get some writing going for other wrestlers other than Heyman and see what they can do instead of these Hollywood guys backstage writing everything.
Yeah, here's the problem in two words. Vince McMahon.
Right there.
Well,
right.
I will say one thing. I think they're hot shot in the end of The Shield right now because of those low numbers, and we're going to get the breakup because of what happened this past week. You know,
I think Dean Ambrose is going to turn heel.
Well, Dean Ambrose walked away last. If you saw last Monday night, he left them as they were celebrating in the ring. You know, so
right. Yeah, I think he's going to. I think he's going to turn. And you know, in all honesty, I'm really excited to see that because there's another guy that I think, especially when he came back and he's all jacked now. I think a guy like Dean Ambrose has got a lot of potential in a title scene, you know, for a singles run. And I feel like, you know, that it goes back to what we were saying a little while ago. I honestly feel like this, you know, especially the workers like Daniel Bryan, which I don't have to explain to you guys, you know, and The Miz, you know, I feel like even their rivalry could be main event status.
Yeah, and it was kind of curious is why they did such a quick wrap up at the Super Show.
I don't understand that either. You know what I mean? That really blew me away because I was excited to see that match. You know, I enjoyed that.
To be honest with you, a lot of times people like The Miz, he's got more things going on outside of the ring than he does in the ring, and I think maybe that's why they did that. You know, is to get him out of that. To get him out of that, him and Daniel Bryan loop that they've been in for quite a while.
Out of there. I think they're branching it off for a minute, but it might go back to WrestleMania. That might be for the title of WrestleMania.
I wouldn't mind that at all. Chad, thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, just thanks, guys. You guys are awesome, man. I love the show.
Thank you.
Think back to The Miz when he won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania versus now, just his growth in the ring. He's always been able to talk, but I don't mind watching him wrestle anymore. I really don't.
No, I don't need. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I more than anything want to see two great wrestlers wrestling. I don't care if they're both good guys or not when it comes to AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan. But yeah, I mean, WWE is like they're having some difficulties.
You know what we forgot to mention completely today?
What's that?
Bound for Glory is tomorrow.
Yeah, Bound for Glory pay per view. It's on the list.
And Slammiversary was fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm sure this will be too.
The main event's going to be Johnny Impact versus Austin Aries. Yeah, so
double.
If you want to watch some great wrestling without having any political guilt.
That's right. Yeah, and who knows what'll be wrong. We got to get out of here, though. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Danger Boy. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.